This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. He says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, said in a press briefing the Syrian government had given the UN permission access to eastern Aleppo, but the organization was helpless to transport aid into the city if there was no pause in fighting.
It's with, bitterness and frustration that we have to report that we have not been able even to evacuate the wounded.
Jan Egeland. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers must vote on the motion within 24 and 72 hours, meaning a formal vote will take place Friday. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped from an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake had killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. It hit the northern end of Sumatra Island early Wednesday, bringing down dozens of buildings. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says an earthquake that hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands has left the Pacific Island region at the risk of a tsunami. There have been no immediate reports of damage or injuries from the quake. This is VOA News. John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, has died at the age of 95. The former astronaut and U.S. senator had been hospitalized recently in Columbus, Ohio. Glenn was the last surviving member of the original Mercury 7 team of American astronauts. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Trump says he plans to switch the agency's focus to its previous mission of keeping the nation's air and water clean. New U.S. news media reports say that Trump has picked Andrew Pusder, a critic of minimum wage boosts and other worker protections, to head the Labor Department. He is the chief executive of a chain of fast food restaurants. Trump will head to Columbus, Ohio Thursday to meet with survivors of last week's attack at Ohio State University, where a Somali immigrant rammed his car into several students before slashing a number of them with a knife. In the evening, Trump will visit Des Moines, Iowa, for another rally with his supporters as part of his thank you tour. Ghana's Electoral Commission is slowly releasing results from Wednesday's presidential and parliamentary elections. Meanwhile, the ruling NDC and opposition NPP have been making claims about the outcome. Francesca Forson reports.
Ghanaians are eagerly waiting to get official word about the presidential race between incumbent John Mahama and opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo. But both the ruling NDC party and opposition MPP have been given their own versions of the outcome. The MPP organized a press conference Thursday morning declaring victory for its candidate. Electoral Commission officials held a news conference where they said the commission is the only mandated body to declare election results. Francisca Kakra-Forson, Accra.
The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says Western nations are facing serious threats to their security and political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. MI6 head Alex Younger spoke to reporters in London, warning that the risks from cyber threats are profound and represent a threat to national sovereignty. He singled out Russia for its high-tech subversion. In the United States, pressure is mounting on President Barack Obama from congressional Democrats to disclose more information on alleged Russian hacking activities during the 2016 presidential elections. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.